Well, we've had a good, what's this, our fifth day of work now in OTAs, and we capped it off today by having a chance to go spend some time with some of the kids from the Special Olympics. They're athletes, and for us to be able to go over as a team and encourage those kids, I mean, they received a lot of joy from it, but so did we as players and coaches as well, just to go over and sign some autographs, take some pictures, and encourage them in what they're doing. A special time for all of our players and everybody that was involved. And Brad Mattson, our community development director, does a terrific job of reaching out into the community. And today, with the kids from the Special Olympics, is a great example of his work, being able to let the Minnesota Vikings give back to our community. So a fun time for our team. Practices are going well. I think we're really, our players are working extremely hard. I do think we're making improvement. We have a lot of work ahead of us, a lot of work to be done, but that's the good thing about this month of June and the fact that we're in our OTAs. You can work on a lot of things that you want to be better at by the time you get to training camp, and it helps to have the type of attendance that we have. I mean, to have 100% attendance in our meetings, having guys here at practice working hard, it doesn't guarantee you future success, but it does give you a chance to have success. I just firmly believe to have the participation that we have had from our players this offseason, from phase one, phase two, and now phase three, it gives you a chance to do what we talked about when we left after our playoff game against Green Bay, work to improve our football team, and our guys are working their tails off trying to improve, and I don't think you can do that if you are split as a team, having only a few guys here on this day and a few on that day. So to have this type of participation at a voluntary camp really speaks well for our football team.
Jared, a situation where you probably wait till training camp to get him involved, or is there a possibility he'll do something at mini camp yet?
No, we'll probably won't see him, Tim, until we get to training camp. But from everything that Eric Sugarman and our staff have told me, medically, he is doing great. There won't be any problem when we get to training camp, so we're looking forward to having him when that time comes. But the fact that he's in town, he's doing his rehab here, coming out to our practices, that's a good thing. It's good to have him in our meetings as well.
Is it the shoulder more than the knee?
Yeah, more the shoulder. And, you know, you really don't want people pushing against him. And also the knee a little bit as well, but more the shoulder.
What all went into experimenting with the split in the team drills at the 50 and having two groups going at the same time?
You know, I've been thinking about it for a while, Tom, and this two-hour rule really kind of crimps your style a little bit when you're talking about practice and what you're trying to get accomplished. And over the weekend, I've been thinking about it for a number of days, and we went through our first 3 days last week. And then over the weekend, I just was tossed and turned about how can I get more out of the guys that we do have from an evaluation standpoint. And then I talked to a friend of mine on another staff about what some of the things they were doing. I talked to a couple of our guys who came from the collegiate level, because these rules are really college rules, you know. And so I asked two guys on our staff who just came from college, Clint Kubiak and Jeff Howard, two guys we added this offseason to our staff. I said, how did you guys practice under this two-hour rule? And I think they have like 20 hours a week that they can get work in. And they explained what they did at Texas A&M, and then Jeff was at Texas Tech. And I listened, and I said, I want to try that. You know, I want to see. And we did it yesterday, and our players liked it. Our coaches really liked it. And I think it's something we'll incorporate the remaining OTAs. You know, we don't do it the entire practice, but we just certain drills we'll do it within. And it has definitely helped us to be able to get a better evaluation of our players and get some reps done as well.
Have you done any calculations on just how much more? I mean, it's got to be without that downtime, 60, 70% more.
It really is. It's almost 50% more, a little over 50% more. So it's well worth doing. And I could see more and more teams going to something like this. It definitely has benefits.
Looking big picture, can Adrian still go for 2,500 yards next season, this season, upcoming season, and can you still have a balanced offense if he does that?
Well, if he rushes for 25 and we reach our goals of going to New York at the end of the year, we'd be very, very happy. It's hard to predict whether or not if he rushed for 2,500 yards, would that you know, impede upon our being able to be successful as a team. And he rushed for over 2,000 a year ago. We were a playoff team, and the reason we didn't go farther in the playoffs was not because he was a 2,000-yard rusher. So if it helps us to win and reach our goals as a team, so be it. But Adrian will be the first person to tell you he'll trade in a 2,500 rushing season for a Super Bowl ring. So It's not imperative that he rushes for 2,000 yards or 2,500 yards for us to win. We want to be a balanced attack. And our offense is going to always run through Adrian, but we want to be able to pass the ball better than we did a year ago.
It's about as healthy as you've seen Brian Robeson in a while, certainly upper body-wise.
It really is. I mean, he's moving around extremely well, Brian. And I like his enthusiasm and the passion that he practices with in the same way he plays. And to see him as healthy as he is without any hamstring injuries or nagging shoulder, it's good. And, you know, we hope to maintain that right through training camp. But right now, he's doing well.
If he's fully healthy, what are your expectations for him?
Well, I think he's one of those guys who can be a double-digit sack guy. He has that type of burst and athleticism. We've seen it on a number of occasions. You just wanted him to be consistently good throughout 16 games, and he's been able to do that in spurts. You know, he's gotten off to some great starts, and then he settled down a little bit, and he's picked it back up. But just being able to see him consistently through the four quarters of a season continue to crescendo over the course of the year, that would be good for our football team.
Coach, you had to convince Greg Jennings to leave Aaron Rodgers. Was there anything you pitched him on what you saw in Christian and how he might be a good fit here?
Well, Greg, he did a great job of doing his homework on our football team. He actually was telling me things in our first dinner meeting about our team and our quarterback that surprised me and let me know that he had, you know, studied some tape. He had talked to some other people about our offense, studied a lot of tape on Christian, really being able to look at our wide receivers as well and compare where we were at the time with what he would bring to the table. So it wasn't so much me convincing him, but just listening to him talk about us. I just was so impressed with how much he knew about our situation. And then it was a matter of his being sold on some of the things he had heard about what we're doing here. And he wanted to make sure it was authentic. People had told him a lot of good things, and once we sit down and we talked and he met some more people here in the building, he realized that the things that he had heard were true, and he wanted to be a part of what we're doing.
Les, what kind of things do you want to see from Robert Blanton this year as you head toward training camp?
From Robert
Blanton?
Oh, well, with Robert, you know, he had limited exposure a year ago in the secondary, did a great job in special teams, really came on for us as the year went on. Now you like to see him take another step after he's had a chance to be in our system now for the second offseason in a row, stay healthy. You know, he was banged up in training camp, so he missed a lot of time a year ago. But being able to stay healthy would be a big plus for us because we think he has the athletic ability. We think he has the cover skills to be a real good safety. We know he'll tackle, but now can he stay healthy and consistently help our team? And so we'll see once we get the pads on, you know, how much he's improved.
Is Joe Webb a possibility for you on punt returns?
Not thinking that way, Tom. You know, we're thinking more wide receiver, potentially kickoff return guy, but not so much punt return. But we do, you know, have him fielding punts because it's going to help him catching the ball, but not looking at him as a punt returner.
Talking to him quite a bit out there.
Yeah, that's his job. I mean, to coach him up and get him prepared. But we'll see. You know, if for some reason he caught one in the preseason and went 60 yards, then we'd have to rethink it, you know. So.
I think you had Jeff George out there. What are you hoping to maybe hear from him, see from him?
Yeah, it's great to have Jeff around. I mean, he's a guest coach for us this week, just coming to observe and try to, you know, take a look at coaching and see if that's something he's interested in doing. And we told our players, I mean, just to be able to pick his brain, our quarterbacks, and talk with him about some of the things he saw as a young quarterback and what he saw as a veteran and just his maturation over the course of his career. He was a very good player for a long time, high draft pick, and I think he can really help our players with some of his background and his knowledge as well.
Kind of give you another set of eyes on these guys, maybe a different.
Yeah, and he and I have talked actually about what he's seen and what he thinks of some of our guys, and it's been very favorable. I mean, he can always, you know, point out some things because of his experience. He worked for a number of coordinators during his playing career, so we think having him around is a good thing.
To get a gauge on a guy like Xavier Rhodes, who's so physical without the pads on, or what are your impressions of him so far?
It's a little bit harder in these OTAs to gauge some of the defensive backs because of the style we want to play here. You know, we want to be closer to the line of scrimmage and really get our hands on people. In this part of the offseason program, you're limited in being able to be aggressive at the line of scrimmage. But we see enough of the athletic ability. The size definitely shows up. And the speed, you can see that in the change of direction that he has. So. We know with those long arms, he's going to be able to go out and do what we drafted him to be able to do, and that's to play press coverage. So we'll learn more when we get into training camp and get pads on.
You feel like he's a guy that can come in and be a starter day one?
Potentially, but we have some other guys that are going to be fighting for that starting role as well. I mean, Josh Robinson, he's not going to take a backseat to anyone, and A.J. Jefferson, he's battling as well, and, of course, Chris on the other side. So we got some guys that are going to be battling for that number one spot.
How do you look at the competition, if any, at the guard positions? Brandon and Charlie started for you there last year, but how do you look at that group?
Well, we've tried to, throughout this offseason, you know, really talk about creating more competition at the guard spot. And we think that'll help our football team. We drafted Travis and Jeff to help us in that area, but also to provide some depth as well. So hopefully between DeMarcus Love, Travis, Jeff, and Seth, who we signed as well, Seth Olsen, that, you know, we'll create some competition and really push the guys that are starters to improve. And if for some reason they stumble, you know, we got some other guys that can step up.
Have you seen any difference in Kyle Rudolph? He kind of talked about going down to the Pro Bowl and just seeing stuff from those other guys that he worked with there and maybe taking some things in their game and kind of translate it to his.
I'm trying not to get too far ahead of myself, but the Kyle Rudolph that I see now is so much more confident and more sure of himself than the Kyle that I saw a year ago this time. It's like night and day to me personally. I'm anxious to see, you know, how he does when we get to training camp from a blocking standpoint. But that Pro Bowl, it's flipped a switch. I mean, he knows he has a chance to be a premier tight end in this league after what he did over there being MVP. So, and it's evidenced by the way he's practicing, the way he runs his routes, the control that he has in the meetings. And I was teasing Jimmy Johnson. I said, you know, don't forget you got the MVP of the Pro Bowl running routes for you. So, but it's obvious he's taking his game up to another notch. So, but we're still only in June, so I got to temper my emotions a little bit. But I'm excited about what I see.
Time for two more for Coach.
A lot will be talked about the defensive line and all these guys going into contract years. And I know you talked about trying to make sure that doesn't become the focus for them. What's the challenge in making sure that a numbers game doesn't become a focus and that guys still stay within the concepts?
It's going to be a challenge, Dan. I would think, and it's something that, you know, from my standpoint, I have to address with those guys, and I have to address it with our team all the time. And you have other guys also at other positions that are in contract years, and you have to be able to get them to focus on the team goals and to understand that if we succeed as a team, they'll be the beneficiaries of it as well. So that'll be a part of the task that I'll have, that Alan Williams, our defensive coordinator, will have, and Brendan Daly and Dyron Reynolds to – with so many guys in that room that are playing in the final year of their contracts, not to just get stuck on, I've got to have this type of year to get paid and lose sight of what we're trying to do as a team. And that'll be a part of it. I mean, these guys they're playing for a reason. They want to get paid, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we want to make sure that we're focused on what will help our football team.
Is that Nathan Williams nicked up right now?
Yes, he has an ankle that's bothered him a little bit, so we've held him out of some things.
Yeah. Is he just absent, or is he hurt too?
He's injured, so we're holding him out as well.
What does he have?
Thumb. Yep. So, all right, guys.
Thanks.
No problem.